With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Celtic Now and for a podcast. My name is Ryan Clifford. Join me this week once again. He's back on as Jerry O'Connell. Jerry, been a while since you've been on, mate. Obviously, a lot's been happening. How's things, mate?
Aye, they're all good, mate. All good. I was looking forward to the season starting. Then obviously Saturday was a bit of a downer, but last couple of days I think I've picked the whole club up. So, what as if we're ready to a wee fresh start now. We're ready to go.
I think that's the thing. After obviously the performance was okay on Saturday, I would say, but obviously defence and the errors for the goalkeeper again, I would say Scott Bain was his position again was questionable. And then obviously we've talked about may as well be Joe Hartkin then. Which are kind of first thoughts about, obviously we had rumours about it and we weren't really sure if it was happening, because you know these days rumours fly about all the time now. And for me, I'll speak about Joe Hart myself, but what's your opinions on a former top class goalkeeper in the Premier League signed for Celtic?
I think for both parties, for Joe Hart and for Celtic in the current circumstances, I think it's a no brainer for both parties. For a Celtic point of view, getting him in, they'll be looking at throwing him in right away, I'd imagine, i.e. tomorrow night. Obviously, there's pros and cons about every guy signing for every club, but I think there's more pros to each cons with that. Obviously, people are saying, he's not played 2 years, but bits and bobs and blah blah blah. But the guy will still train every day. He'll still take pride in how he trains and blah blah blah. But I do believe to play in the Premiership for 10 years, so many caps for England. I think he's up towards a good number of caps for England. England will win for maybe 4 or 5 years solid, World Cups, European Championships. So the guy's got a wealth of experience. I think goalkeepers look at Craig Gordon. Some of the saves he pulled off in Saturday night. So I think it was a good signing for both parties. I think he'd be happy, because he knows he comes in and he maybe gets a cut. He's got a good chance here, because the first 4 games he's going to face are winnable for Celtic, and he's going to look at 4 clean sheets, and that'll get him, I think that'll get him his confidence back right away.
No, I would say for me, I was a big thing for on Twitter and whatever else, and obviously your group chats, people are talking about it, and I say, for me, I'm like you, mate, it's a no-brainer. It's £1 million, they're quoting, well, no, that's true. I don't know if that's including his wages, we don't know. But for him, the thing for me, it's maybe made it a bit more plausible for me, the fact that he's taking a wage cut and he's wanting to come and play. That's obviously the guys you want in your club. You want somebody that's wanting to come and play. You've had guys who are wanting away. So for me, a guy to come in and want to play, that's a good sign for me anyway.
Listened to a bit of his interview of the day, and he said something along the lines of he kind of sifted through a lot of options, and the one that they stood out was Celtic. They were sort of a, no pestering them, but they were the sort of the ones that were they kind of stood out. They were the ones that they made a bit more effort than maybe the other clubs. I don't know who the other clubs were, but the way he was taught, maybe there was two or three clubs interested, and I think, oh, you're right, the way we've played the last 18 months. But when a club size of Celtic come calling, you've got to look at the options. And I think, as you say, the 3-year deal, is maybe his truth at the wage cut, but all maybe all add up around the line, because maybe he's getting a 1 year deal somewhere else with a bigger wage. But you know, he knows where he's going to play football, hopefully for the next 3 years, and obviously play well.
I would agree when it comes to obviously my 3 year deal. I was a bit like, fuck, 3 year deal, but he's obviously wanting a 3 year deal because he obviously thinks he can still play at a top level. And I've kind of said as well, I'm not saying we should be looking at fringe players in the Premiership, because obviously Shane Duffy didn't came up and it didn't happen. But I'd like to think Spurs second, between second and third choice goalkeeper, should be able to come up here and be very, very good. As you say, he's got a wealth of experience. I think it's 75 caps for England, Premier League experience, Premier League winner. He's going to shout and ball, as we said before we came on. Bain and Barkas certainly shouting ballers. They're no leaders, as we've seen. We've not seen that yet anyway. And we've seen him shouting and balling at defenders. And I've just got an image of him shouting and balling at Greg Taylor, and he'll shout himself, because these guys haven't had that recently. I've had it with Foster, but even Foster wasn't as much as a rant and raver. But you know, if Hart's been a captain, he might not be a captain to your team, but he'll be a proper captain in dressing room, around the guys, and obviously he gives McGregor a hand as well with a bit of leadership in the dressing room, which I think we need.
Well, right, well, and obviously it's an old saying, the goalkeeper sees everything in the park, so he'll be able to, as you say, he'll be able to, he may be trying to be the kind of leading statesman at the back, the kind of say half manager, half goalie. He'll be able to kind of go back to the gaffer and say, this is what's happening, this is why we're losing, this is why we're losing so many goals, because this, just for talk's sake, the left back too far away, or he's too far tucked in. The right backs went missing too many times. He can maybe try and, whereas I don't think the other goalkeepers have got that in them. And I think looking back, obviously, when he played in the Premiership, when he lost a goal, it was obviously goalkeepers don't like losing goals, but he's as if he was kicking posts and hitting balls away, and it just seemed to annoy him. And he takes a lot of pride in having clean sheets, which I think will help us, because yeah, the last 10 years, especially at Parkhead, how many goals did he lose? 8 goals one season, 10 last year. It was like a free hit. You heard John Hughes with the Ross County manager last year. We've got to Celtic Park and we know we can win. When have you ever heard that? I mean, I think these signings we're trying to put together make us more of a unit, especially again, because Parkhead's been notorious for hard place to come, as you know, European and in the SPL. Recently, maybe 18 months to 2 years. I don't know whether it's been the no fans factor. That maybe the next 6 weeks, that may be changed, because obviously we're getting more and more fans in. But it just seemed to be everybody's getting a free hit at us. And the confidence wasn't getting any higher, put it that way. We were getting lower and lower and lower, and then obviously we slumped to probably the worst season in, I can remember anyway.
Oh, it's a long time, mate. No, definitely. He obviously interviewed the day I watched it, and you can see that he's got a lot of pride in obviously keeping clean sheets. He's wanting to come and wear the badge. He's talking about the fans, blah, blah. People have been writing that, how does he know about Celtic? And he knows about Celtic. He knows Fraser Foster, and he's come to ups for down south. So he knows about the history of the club, and he knows what he's come here for, because he knows that if he doesn't come up here and perform, he's going to get a backlash. He's going to get a big, big backlash. It doesn't matter how much he's played in his career, who he's played for. If you go to come to Celtic and you don't do well, you're going to get a backlash, because you know what we're like. 2 or 3 bad games and the fans are critical. No, all fans, but some fans expect you to come in right away and have it running, and something doesn't happen. But I'm thinking with him, I'm quite confident he'll come in and do very well. Al McGregor is a top-class goalkeeper, but by rights, let's be fair, Joe Hart should come up here and be the best goalie here. He should. But McGregor is a really, really... In fact, he's no good. He's fucking top class. He is. Even though he's 38, he is a brilliant goalkeeper for Rangers. But Joe Hart, I think, was second or third choice in between. He played the Europa League game, so he was still part of that squad. He was still training with all these stars. So he should come up here, in my opinion, walk it. I know we said that about Shane Duffy, but it's a different position, and we all know about Joe Hart. He might make a few clangers. Every goalie makes clangers. No, every goalie's perfect. Even the best goalies in the world, like the guy who plays with Italy, Donnarumma, he makes mistakes. They all do it at every level. So I'm quite happy that, again, you're not spending too much money on them. You know, like you're paying £5 million for Barkas, these fields. So if it fails, you go, I rate it's an off flop, but it's not a bigger backlash and paying, say, maybe paying £4 million for a goalkeeper, and Kin Min, he's not very good. So I agree with you, it suits both parties.
It does. And I think, as I said, I mentioned there about 5-10 minutes ago, he's came in at a really good time, as in game-wise. He's maybe going to have, if we progress to the next round of the Europa League, before he goes to Ibrox, to have 6 games under his belt. Four of them will be at Parkhead. So with fans. So that'll give him an insight of what is needed, as in if he is tested there low and he makes a good save, then the fans are behind him. Or if he does drop one, just because Buddy maybe just scrapes one in the post or whatever, and he's kind of nervous, then he knows, hold on a minute here, this is Celtic I'm playing for now. You know what I mean? But I think, as you said, I think his experience of all will come into it. As you say, you don't have 70 plus caps for England, Premier League winner. Plus he's went and played in Italy as well. Different style of play as well. So he learned different things as well. This is another challenge. I'm thinking, right? He'll probably come up here and go, SPL, maybe not get when I was doing the Pelican, maybe 7 or 8 shots a game, but he maybe only gets 2. But he's going to be concentrating for the 2. You look at, it was just talking about McGregor, and I'll say the City, many times the Rangers conceded a goal last year, many times they have shots on target, the team, but he still saved. Maybe it was one shot in the 90th minute, but he was still there to make a save. I mean, whether they're winning 5-0 or 1-0, he still made a save. When we had Craig Gordon and Big Fraser Foster, still made a save. That's you're not going to win a lot of games if you're losing goals. Simple as that. It's true. It's a fact of football. You lose goals, maybe you lose. You score 3. And new, the Celtic new in the last 18 months to 2 years, I'm just scoring the goals that they were. Not aware it's doing to you. Just obviously we're learning. Maybe new we've started to do a wee bit better, but we're still suspect at the back, and obviously. And goals. So hopefully that that's one position short. I still think we're a wee bit shy, both fullback areas as well. So, but I think the goalkeeper now that's kind of shows up a wee bit. So it's a step forward, put it that way, definitely.
Oh, it's definitely a step forward, mate. I know it might not be the ideal goalkeeper you want, but it's an upgrade in what we've got. So considering he's taking a wage cut, maybe £1 million for a 34-year-old, it's not the worst deal. Then obviously you've got James McCarthy coming in. He must be the most rumoured player ever since he started playing football to come to Celtic. Eventually, I think the deal's done, and I think he was obviously happy himself because I know he's a big Celtic fan. But again, I think he's 30, 31. He's no past his peak, and he's no past his prime. He's just maybe I would say a decent age to come to Celtic now. Obviously, I'm afraid he'd be younger, but he's experienced. As you say, he's played for a long time maybe with Wigan, and obviously with Crystal Palace at the Premier League. He played against Everton. Aye. So he's played against top class players down there. I know he's had the odd injury, but if he comes up here and he stays fully fit, he should be one of the best in the fucking in the league, 100%. The guy's really good. He's had, I think it was 49 caps or so for Ireland. Don't quote me on that, but I know he's had a lot of caps for Ireland. So again, the thing I say is, see if he buys out a contract and he still has a year left or 2 years in his deal, how much would it cost you? £5-10 million? Mm-hmm. So, potentially you're getting a friendly play for nothing, and he could still be a bit of an improvement to come in because he's played a lot of football, but not a lot because of his injuries. And I still think if you keep him fit, I think he will be one of the best up here, and I think he will do well because he knows the league, obviously playing with Hamilton, he knows Celtic. Again, for me, it's a no-brainer. I know people are talking about his injuries, but it's not like he's injured at every game. He did play a bit consistently with Palace, with McArthur in the middle of the park. And I think Palace done okay the last 2 years. They've done all right. So he's no, it's not like he's been in a relegation team. They've survived the Premier League. So again, I think like Joe Hart, it's a no-brainer for me. Maybe should have happened a few years ago, but it's happened now and it's strengthened that midfield because I don't really trust Sorrow. And I think when he first came in, I was like, this boy's a player. I think he'll do okay for us, but he is a bit of a liability when it comes to tackling and getting the fouls away. And I think McCarthy might come in and no saying he'll do the Scott Brown role at all, but he'll fit in maybe that role and just it gives McGregor a license to go forward now.
Well, I'm glad you spoke about the formation type there. I think fully fit, he's got to play. So he'll not change the formation, so he'll still keep the three in the middle of the park. And if he does, I think, as you see, McGregor, McCarthy, and you can imagine the halfway line, both one is going to go the other side, one's going to sit. That's what will happen. And it's you to imagine the D, McGregor will be that side, he'll be that side, and I think basically the one that will benefit this the most will be Turnbull. I think you just need to see him now, go and be touch tight with the centre forward, go as high as you want, because McGregor and McCarthy are, every time McGregor plays well, which has been a lot, Celtic have dictated the game and everything's went through him. And it's and the thing that I think I mentioned the last time I was on, I think a wee bit of his play was faltered last year because he never had that outball of Forest where him being the left hand footer. All he did was just once he got on that fit, he didn't even need to look. He knew Forrest was his football, and that got him at jail all the time. Last year, Forrest never played, and it looked as if he went to turn all the time last year. Where did I go to? It was always back to Greg. And that's how once you do that, the other team just gets back in position. That's us. We need to break them down again. Whereas when we were playing the silky football under Rodgers, it was always bang, it was out that way, or it was Brown out to that way. And I think McCarthy's got a good pass in him as well. So that could, it's only going to benefit the team. Whether McCarthy, as you say, fitness-wise, I think he will play better than he won't, but if he gets fully fit, it's a big statement here, but I don't see anybody in the league getting anywhere near him. I think the guy's, his quality on the ball in small areas, he'll take it off nobody with 2 men out of his arse. That's how good he is. But it's fitness for him, and that's how they said today in the news, he stayed back here in Glasgow to work on his fitness. So I think maybe Sunday's too early for him. I would imagine maybe the home leg next, or even the first leg of the if we get through the AZ Alkmaar game, could be sort of a target for him. So I talk about two weeks or two games, sort of that might be his target to come in and play. Whether he may be on the bench just to get in with the squad and all that, maybe next Saturday. Next Sunday and then go for the AZ Alkmaar game. But I think that gives him 10 days, 10, 11 days. That's 10 training sessions. I mean, that should get you right up to speed. Maybe throw in a wee bounce game, obviously behind closed doors, but that's, we don't know that. But I think when he's fit and playing, he should dictate most games, especially at Parkhead.
No, I agree, mate. I think it's a top quality signing, and I don't think I think obviously that Rangers fans are going to say, it's two has-beens and whatever else. Joe Hart's 34. I think Rangers signed McGregor when he was 34, 35. So, was he a has-been when he signed? Aye. Joe Hart still, to be second and third choice for Spurs, that's no really, I want to say that's a bad thing because Hugo Lloris is.
He is captain. One World Cup and all that.
So
man,
to get by him, you've got obviously Joe Hart. I still say Joe Hart and his prime is very, very good. He did make some howlers, but every goalie makes howlers, as I've said. McCarthy, but for me, McCarthy's, I think it's getting downplayed a lot. I think it's a fantastic thing. I might be 30 or 31 now. Because it's a free agent, you're thinking, people go, Celtic skin, free agent. But he's probably getting about 20 grand a week wages. So plus, it's a 4-year deal, so Celtic must really, really like this guy to give him a 4-year deal, and Hart as well for a 3-year deal, because it's not really Celtic's model to give a 34-year-old Hart a 3-year deal. So maybe the model's starting to change now, because normally Celtic sign guys that 22, 23, and gave him a 4-year deal. They've gave Abada a 5-4-year deal. So they obviously think 2-3 year time they're going to sell him on for more money. That's Celtic's model. So to give Joe Hart a 3-year deal, they must be thinking either they'll be changing the model or they see Hart being the number one for at least 2 years, because for Celtic to a 3-year deal to that a guy at that age, that is a bit something that we don't really see too often.
Once the name cropped up, you think to yourself maybe 12 months with an extension in a year, maybe. Maybe why their own contracts, a 12-month sort of a year deal, just to get him in, try and get his other line this year. As you say, maybe that is the new critique now, just trying to get guys in, trying to build, because we've spoken about it numerous times, we need to build the nucleus of the team again right through the spine. And whether that's maybe there's fighting behind it. You've got to start for the back, you've got to start for the goalie, number one. You've got to make that a solid. You've got to take all good teams all over the world, whether it's been international.
Yeah, two seconds.
Hi, Beth. I thought you've had about 20 minutes. I'm doing a podcast. Sorry, I thought you've had about 20 minutes. Right, cheers, thank you. Bye-bye.
There
you go, mate. Aye, so basically all good teams, whether it be international, club football, all over the world, they all start with a good goalie, successful teams. And I think that's maybe, as you say, maybe they're changing the whole mindset of the club now, where it's this guy's here for the long run, you know what I mean? There's no point in just bringing guys in and shipping away back, or even a loan deal, and he goes back next year, back to Tottenham or wherever. So I think, as we said at the start of the programme there, mate, I think it's a no-brainer for both parties, and I think they'll throw him in. I think the way Ange Postecoglou was talking tonight, he's basically said he's going to start tomorrow. So that should give you a good insight tomorrow, how sharp he is, and how well we, and then obviously, is it Dundee Saturday, Sunday? So that's another, as I say, it's another. So you've got 4 or 5 games before he goes to Ibrox, which we all know is a big game, especially now he's losing there on Saturday. So he's come in actually at the right time for me to get these games under his belt. And listen, we'll lose a goal, but if he can get through maybe 3 out of 4 of the games clean sheet, then it'll give everybody. Give everybody at the club, especially the back five, him and the back four, whoever plays there, a lot more confidence than what they've been playing recently.
And obviously the Japanese guy signed as well. What's your thoughts? Obviously, it was a hard introduction for him to bring him to Tynecastle. Probably shouldn't have done it because it's quite early on. But what's your thoughts on him? And do you think maybe give him a few games? Maybe before the Rangers game, or just throw him in.
He's going to play him as a kind of a winger, because he came up for that Abada, didn't he? Left hand side. I was golfing all day on Saturday. I only seen the extended highlights of the Celtic game. So, but I think he may be another guy there. But you're talking about that might be his target. Maybe the morning night. I don't know. Maybe starting the morning night, but maybe even the next leg. Celtic get a good. See if Celtic come away the morning with 2-0 or 3-0. Then next week, with the fans at Parkhead, I think Starfield plays, Abada plays, Kyogo plays, Hart plays, Caffey. Maybe just too soon for him. I think they chuck them all in, and see where they go for there. And I don't know what happened at the weekend with the boy for Royal Antwerp. Don't know. They keep humming and hawing about him, ain't they? The £3.5 million for the boy at right back. We definitely are shy in the full-back areas, definitely, because I don't think, even though he scored at the weekend, Ralston and especially Greg Taylor aren't the answer for us. I'll be honest, I don't think they're quality. They're not got the right quality to be Celtic players. And I've seen the day that Mikey Johnson's in the squad for the more and all. He's another one. I don't think he should be showing the door. Well, maybe put him out low. He's just no Celtic quality for me, for us to try and be to progress. But I think the Japanese boy, could be, I hope doing the kind of Paddy Roberts line, get the supporters after seat, something special, especially when you're 10 minutes to go and you're drawing with a Motherwell at Firth Park, just need something, a wee spark, maybe that sort of player that we need. As you say, you can't really, you never really seen much of him. It's a hard place to go to anyway, Tynecastle, never mind get chucked on like that. So, but I think if he's trained well and he's fit enough, you never know, he might start in the water. But that brings one to that big donkey up front, and all, he better get his finger out, or else he's one fit already at the door with Edward, isn't he? He's chucked it, and it's no nice to see. Obviously, he's been an excellent player for his early years, but the last, I don't know, maybe the last four or five games I've watched him, I've not played football in 18 months, and I've still got a better touch than what he's been showing us. So I don't know what's happening there. It's either you either sign up, you either tell him that you're not going, you get the finger out, or away you go to Pastors now, because it's just no right. It's no, we're looking at a bit all right now, we got them, it's just come back on us again. That's not great to watch.
No, I agree, mate. I'm one of his biggest fans, but it was the same in the Charm. There was, I can't mean who else. I was, even with Forrest, I gave Forrest a bit of drip, but I think Forrest has got to do better, especially defensively. I thought he, against Michelin, they done okay when he came on, then he disappeared when it got to the trenches and he wasn't there. And I don't think Forrest, for me, we'll talk about Eduardo Manet, Forrest for me, when it gets to a battle, and somebody to work hard in your trenches, for me, Forrest
shies away.
A wee bit, mate, aye. And Edward, somewhere the new, it looks when he's running, he's not wanting to sprint because he pulls a hammy and all that. I think he's fat as at the door. Again, we could be all right overthinking the situation, but I think I'd never thought I'd say it, but I think if he did get 20 million, take it and just buy another quality player. But people are talking about, there's all this hype about Kevin Nisbet, right? For me, if Kevin Nisbet came to Celtic, he'd be second the third choice striker. Don't even know about second, but definitely be third or second for me. If we sold Edward for 20 million, you can't just go and buy Kevin Nisbet, and then you've got a Yeti, Grivison, Nisbet. That's going to win your league. Nisbet might score your goals. He might score your goals, but for me, he's not going to take you to the next level. He might in the future. But as it stands, I know, I think if you sell him for £20 million, you need to spend another £8 or £9 million in a ready-made striker. And then there is 21-year-olds. Again, you need to buy maybe a 24, 25-year-old. It's scored goals at the level he's at. I think we need to start buying guys who are ready-made to come in. And if we do sell him for a bit of money, we need to put that back into the squad, because we can't keep buying projects.
Obviously, look, settled and all that. I've seen Jaime sign for us validity. Danny Ings, but aye. Obviously the boy came on for Scotland there in the Euros, boy Adams, whether he's out of price range or blah blah blah, but the way you're talking there, somebody as raw as that, we need, as in electric pace, holds the ball in, decent striker of the ball. Obviously he's not going to come, right? It's just a name I've plucked out my head there, but as you say, somebody that's right out the oven, ready to go, as in, if you signed him the day, he plays tomorrow.
Aye.
That's the sort of guy we need. None of this, he needs to wait 4 weeks till he's fit and all this malarkey. But if he seed was screwed on, Lee Griffiths starts with me every week. A fully fit Griffiths starts with me every week.
Mm-hmm.
As in, well, SPL anyway, because his strike rate's unbelievable. But
no, it's just an ogle, isn't it?
As you say, an unfit, don't even, how do you explain, Albion Ajeti last season was still higher up the pecking order than Griffiths. So that tells you a lot. But basically, Edward was top goal scorer last year, and he never got troubled after anybody. He must have known every week, I'm playing every week. Whether I'm ranked rotten or I score a hat trick next game, I'm playing anyway, because there's nobody in this club that's going to be chatting at the door, trying to get in front of me. You know what I mean? So, as you say, Nisbet's not going to do that either. That's a fiery competition, don't you?
And Eduardo, I think, again, for me, they've talked about tomorrow's game. As much as Eduardo's quality, and even though he might not be at his game, he's still got that in him. Mm-hmm. I would maybe just chance point Ayeti and give the guy on, just give him a game. Say, listen, go and prove yourself. You've got a European stage. Your fellow partner isn't playing very well. Go and prove his rank and prove the fans that you need to run our games. And it's only by Ayeti's going to get to prove to the fans, because I think he's got a goal in him. I think he is a goal scorer, but the way Ange wants to play, I think that could benefit him. Obviously, the two wingers attacking, getting the balls in the box. I don't know if maybe guys need to adapt the way they play to play under this guy's style. I don't know, but I think you'll maybe slowly start seeing him getting his system and getting his formation, getting his players in what he needs. And I think Namora might be another week, being another few days being ahead to try and obviously get his formation correct and the system he wants to play.
Definitely. What I've noticed is they've tried to recycle the ball a lot quicker than they did last season. I know obviously last season you could have turned the telly off last season and watched the standards that have been better than watching Celtic. But what I'm saying is this year, even the games that we have lost, i.e. the two against Midtjylland, we'll never lose the first one, but the first 20 minutes, it's as if we're trying to go and bury the team and it's just not happening. Whether that's maybe Edward firing all cylinders, as if that's in his head. Let's go here for the first 20 minutes, try and nick a couple of goals, and then we'll keep the ball, because they're good enough to keep the ball, but our downfall with the last games has been basically goalkeepers, and even on Saturday there. But I think the players look as if they have been zipping it about a lot quicker. And as you say, it's the mayor, Celtic are notorious for doing this, even when they had good teams. Up to the kind of ponder about up to October, then to Christmas time, then bang. It's just the steamroll teams where they've never done that the last couple of seasons, but they've been notorious for doing that. So if they're just sitting in second gear and then bang, Christmas hits, and they just blow them out the water. Hopefully that happens again this season. But you're right. The fans, I think, well, we're both in agreement there. There is improvement. There is steps going forward, but the big daft steps are coming back again. Mm-hmm. It's not even teams only weren't hard to score goals into, which is annoying. It's no 40-yard wonder strikes after the bar, or they've ticky-tacky that runners when you go right hands up, decent goal. You look at the Mitchell one in the home, for example, the guy's 4 yards off the byline, 4 yards in for the corner flag, and he's whipped it at the back post. I'm not being funny, but me and you could have saved that.
No.
Even though he doesn't even just haunt it, punch it away. It's just, and then that just deflated the whole grid, you know what I mean? But I do believe we are going forward with the way he wants to play, and it looks as if when they are no performing, he'll make sure in the dressing room that they're getting told they're no performing, and he's no scared to go and tell. I don't think he's no scared to go and say to players, look, I need better for you. Say they push his foot in the boot, people, which is quite good to hear as well.
Hi, Poshies. He's good in media, isn't he?
He speaks well,
slams him down. Another thing, Dominic Media, I was about to speak about. I watched their game last night just to see how they were playing and whatever else. Didn't think they played very well last night. Marmo were all right. And he had one shot on target the full game. That was Stephen Davis's goal. Big Golson is Tavernier again, caught in Europe. That's the things we need to take advantage. But talking about the media, I watched before the game, and I think it was Alan Hutton and somebody else coming to it, was Dan McInnes, and they were saying, oh, Rangers won't be match fit, we need a few more games to get up to speed and blah blah blah, which is fair enough, right? We're the same, but we get beat against Midtjylland fair and square. We should have won the game, but we're no fit either. We've hardly played, but we get beat, and it was Celtic or this, Ange is this, The players are this scrutinised to hell, but Rangers get beaten because it's they've only got beat 2-1 and they're still in the tie and it's Rangers, it's all right. But next week, I have to win Neighbour next week. But as soon as we get beat, it's Celtic are no fit, Celtic are no fit, Celtic are this. But it's all right for Rangers to be no fit and lose the game. But as soon as we lose the game, it's scrutinised. And again, I'm not going to say about any from today with the media bias, whatever, but it's the truth. Whatever we do, it's just like we, as you say, I think we get scrutinised a lot more, especially when it comes to that. We all know we're no fit and we know we should beat Mitchelland and we should have even beat Hearts, but if that was Rangers, it wouldn't be the fitness. Was it all ever slow to start? It's a slow burner. I don't like that. I just think you should be honest and say they get the best team won. That was it. You don't need to start making excuses.
The Michelin tie for me should have been dead and buried in the first leg. It should have been dead and buried. But we spoke about it before the game last week. Deep down, we were saying to ourselves, this is going to happen again for the fourth year in a row. In the first game, in the last four years and all, it's been the same pattern. Big Beaton played at the back. When are we ever going to learn this guy's going to centre half? You know what I mean? And Chris struck me at a good point. He said the exact same thing that's happened 4 years in a row. And then Chelsea get the signs in. And then obviously, Postecoglou was talking today, we tried to get this in for a while. They played that clip on Clyde One, and the guy that came on after him says, maybe we still would have got beat, but if Joe Hart would have come in this time last week, I would have given us a better chance. Why say you're trying to get him in, chase him for weeks and weeks? If it turns out it's only £1 million, go and get him. Go and pay him. It's honestly the same with Roy Keane said. But my need to be Harry Kane, go and pay the 100 million and bring him up, and you win the league. Simple as that. If you want a guy,
I agree.
You just go and get him, and next year is a big year for us. Well, next year we've got a wee bit of play with, a wee bit of leeway if we win the league, because you go straight into the group stages, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
So you look at all this daft games against fucking Malmos and Michelin's and fucking Clues and all that and AK Athens. You're in, and you've got the 4 or 5 weeks to get your team the way you want it before you. Is that in September, isn't it? First week, September, the Champions League. So basically, your first official competitive game is the first game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a wee bit of leeway next year, which is obviously being you win the league first, but that could benefit. It will benefit Celtic next year.
Yeah.
Regarding. As you were talking about slow burners and match fitness, and it gives you more chance to get. I know friendlies are friendlies, but it gives you more chance to get game time for the full squad and not try to sort your team out 3 or 4 games against Sheffield Wednesdays and Bristol Cities and all that, doesn't it? You're not going to get anywhere with teams like that, but whereas you've got 6 or 7 friendlies, then you've got 3 or 4 competitive league games, and then you play in the Champions League, you maybe do a bit better than what we've been the last 3 or 4. Obviously, a lot you won't. Need to, and you'll be. You're playing against the creme de la creme, then, aren't you? You're playing against bigger teams, so. And you look at PSV last night. PSV have been under the radar for years in Holland. It's been Ajax that have been running the show there, and then you look at them last night, 3-0 after 32 minutes. Your team's locked with stars. You know what I mean, so that could have been us. That could have been us. You know what I mean? So,
there's pros. As much as the pros, I know maybe getting through is getting hammered, but obviously the cons is the money situation. Which I think next season, don't think some fans realise how much winning the league this season is a massive, massive, massive thing. Because if Rangers win the league this year, just say guaranteed at least 30 million, players are wanting to come, they're going to keep their any assets that they may have. And we all know they need the money. They can talk about it all they want. They know. We all know they need the money. So it's going to put us 3 or 4 steps behind again. It probably will. But if we win the league, it puts us ahead again. And then I'd like to think with Ange and hopefully Dom, if they win the league, they go a different pathway and they don't. They actually go on and spend the money and bore them out the water that we should have done. But obviously, the more is ready. What's your thoughts about team selection, and obviously hopefully get a good performance, good result.
Well, I think for the team and especially the manager, he needs a win. A comfortable, I know I would take a 1-0, 2-0, but he needs a win. Chelsea as a club need a win to get us going, to get us fucking get us going in the season as we speak. But as I said, if that was the pictures of the day, if that was the stadium they're playing in, it could be one of the battle games and more. It could be a goal for a corner or something, set piece or something as well. But I don't know a lot about this team, but read a wee bit about them. But they shouldn't trouble us too much. But I reckon if we get after a flyer, we get an early goal, it could be a comfortable night. But I'd like a win and a clean sheet, and for, as you said, I would probably throw a Yeti up front as well tomorrow as well, just to, obviously I think you'll play the boy Abada and maybe Forrest, then it'll be Tumbo, probably McGregor, Soro. Big Swedish boy at the back with Welsh. Speaking of the centre defenders just for it, and then obviously your two fullbacks, Gassel and Joe Hart. But big Julian can't be far away either. If he stays fit, he could be like a new signing as well for us.
That's true.
All right, he had his tough moments like everybody else. I.e., big Lyndon Dykes ragdolled him about as if he was like a fucking, as if he's fucking wasn't there. But if he comes back stronger and fitter, stays injury clear, he could be him and the Swedish boy. If they strike up a partnership then and with Hart, and if they get maybe 10, 15 games under their belt, they'll grow and grow. I think that's, I don't know how far he is away, Julian, but he could be a big player for us this year. If it's a big if, you know what he's like, if he stays fit.
I think him being missing now is actually showing fans he is actually a really decent defender. He might make the odd mistake, but he's in the big games at Lazio, Rangers, he stood up. Aye, Lyndon Dykes, he was hopeless. But again, it's the Astro. People who have not played in Astro and not played football, they don't realise how much a level of playing in Astro is. Me and you are playing the same team we played in it. It's hopeless. The Astro's hopeless. You could be in the third division in the Premier League, but you only win 2-0 on the Astro Park. But if it's the Park Keys, it's 10-0. That's just the way.
Does he bounce right at this side?
It's horrible. It's a horrible surface. So you can't judge a guy on two performances against Livingston. You judge him in the big games, Lazio, Rangers games, he was brilliant, especially Lazio home away, he was superb. I think if he goes back in, as you say, Starfelt started the game rusty, but as the game went on, he did go into it and you've seen him a bit more comfortable. Again, even a few more days training with his teammates. The two fullbacks, they need to get done and dusted. They need to get two fullbacks in because they're not good enough. Ralston's trying his heart out, and that's all he can do. And I think he knows his limits, but he's trying, and that's all he asking now until we obviously get reinforcements in. For me, I'm the same as you. I just won the game. There's no away goals now. So if we win the game 2-1, you can still just win 1-0 at Park Heed. You're not going to have to worry about away goals. So it kind of takes, I would say, less stress off us because we know away from home we're always liable to concede, and the way we're playing the new, any game we're liable to concede. So big Julian can back in, I think it's maybe September, October roughly, that'd be ideal for us. But I think I'm the same as you, mate, just get a good win because I think we need it, don't we?
We do, and whether it be against a kind of lesser team from the Czech Republic, Even if we're playing fucking Albion Rovers tomorrow in the League Cup,
still a win.
You just need that first win just to get us half a mark. And a big thing for us tomorrow as a clean sheet. As I say, the three things: a win, clean sheet, and a good performance. Might sound as if that's what you might do every game, but right now the way we have been playing, that would be perfect for us. And obviously, nobody getting any injuries or anything like that. Just everybody gets a clean bill of health back to for the league game on Sunday. But I do hope that we don't, well, we do go through to the group stages, and I hope obviously they capitulate as well, because the talk sheets there through, they'll play Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll be Thursday every week, so we're chasing them again.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you get me, they're Saturday, we'll be Sunday every week, pressure's on, pressure's on every weekend. I rate the pressure on every single week anyway, but you have that wee bit added spice now. Whereas you want to be playing first. It's like penalties, you want to hit the first penalty.
Because
it's
points on the board, isn't it?
Aye. So, same again there on Sunday, Saturday. How were they like, we were fucking 8 o'clock at night. But this week's going to be the same. We're going to need to play on the Sunday. But that's due to us being in the Europa League. But I'm saying that these wee things make the season. If you don't go on top of them right away, come maybe October, November time, you're 7-8 points behind you, and you're really chasing it now. So I think this season basically should have started on Saturday. Whether we lost the game or we'd win the game, but Hearts was always going to be a hard place to go to, and I think even though we did huff and puff, we still deserved a bit more at the game. As I say, talk about Craig Gordon, he made a couple of great saves, but knew that's by way. So now, as I say, is that we boosted yesterday, two signings, getting to the morning's game, and this is the start of your season. This is a clean slate now. This is you going home now. That's it.
I would say, and I agree with you in a way. I think now, obviously, the Hearts game, and you've had a few more signings in, you've had a few more days to get knit together. And I would say, maybe the season, I know the season starts on Saturday, but I think now we need to just start now. No more excuses about fitness, no more excuses about signings. You brought in a number one, obviously, McCarthy can't play, but the team is gelled again after a few days of training, gelling. Socialising, getting together, getting to train with each other. So I would say aye, the more is a big game. If you don't come with a positive result, there's going to be more backlash to the media, more backlash to the fans, and then the game at home is going to be an absolute pressure cooker, and there might be full fans there, so that's going to help us. Either way, it's not going to derail us, it'll help us, but if we don't start playing well in this away leg, 60,000 fans on your back, it's pressure. But I'm the same as you, mate. I just hope we get a good result. Good performance is obviously a bonus, but you just want to win the game. Clean sheet would be ideal, but as long as you're going back to Glasgow by result, I would take that. Again, Jerry, thanks for your time, mate. Hopefully, the more we're talking about a good performance and name your negativity, but yes. Enjoy the game tomorrow, mate, and take care.
Yes, you too, mate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.